We're back with more of Lake Effect, and I'm Bonnie North. Art is often a leap of faith, an innate belief that your painting or your music or writing is going to touch people the way you intended. But writer and artist Michael Greer has found a way to better stack the deck in his favor. As he wrote his new middle grade novel, The Eyes of India, he turned for help to the students at his daughter's Milwaukee school. The students, who are 5th through 8th graders at Woodland School, help create the illustrations in the book and, as we'll learn, help shape the story as well. Greer tells Lake Effect's Nathan Royster how the book came to be.
I do a lot of visual art at my job and writing, and I actually started off writing a memoir of the year that my wife and I lived in Africa. And around that same time, my daughter had just started going from picture books to middle grade books, so we were reading a lot of middle grade books. And it is interesting because it kind of like it brought me back to when I first really started to love reading, and I just remembered all these great books, and so we'd read books together, and I had kind of gotten stuck with the memoir, and I just started coming up with the idea to write a middle grade chapter book, and I don't know, just really exciting to write something that was kind of fresh and more like an adventure that I could just invent and have that blank canvas for. So I've done visual art, and I do writing and stuff too. So,
but you started off with visual art?
Yeah, I do visual arts. With this book, I actually did a lot of the illustrations in it, and then there's also illustrations that I worked with students at my daughter's school to make, and they're we made these really big murals, like 6-foot by 4-foot murals together that I worked in as illustrations into the book.
And did you start off with that idea, or did you start off with the story and then go to the illustrations from there?
Yeah, with the book, I started with the story first. So I started writing out – I had an idea of creating this adventure story with these two girls where they – at the time, I was writing about Nigeria where my wife and I had lived, and I really – I was getting stuck in the details of it, and so I started to write this story about India because I really wanted to go there, and I was researching about it and really excited about it. And so I started to write this story there. I thought the setting was great and the culture was great, and so I started to write this middle grade chapter book about it, and I had written a draft of it, and that's when I started to work with the schools to create the artwork and stuff for it. So I started with the writing and then kind of created these ideas for the artwork and started working with the kids on that.
Well, so then what do the kids contribute to the artwork?
Each of the chapters has a main animal character that the two girls come across in it. Like the first chapter, they're riding on this elephant and they get split up from their tour group and they're kind of on their own in the jungle and they're alone and they're really worried. And so the elephant really embodied the feeling of worry. So I went in with the idea that I wanted to have the kids help me create this elephant, and I wanted it to be very collaborative. So I drew out this elephant that was about 6 feet by 4 feet, and I broke it into all these little puzzle pieces, these small little parts. And what I did is I went with the kids and we brainstormed ideas about things like, you know, when they're worried about something, what do they do to help feel better to overcome worry? And they'd come up with an idea of like a symbol or an image that they would then draw out, and we modified them and we turned them into this pattern that they used, and they filled their shape up with that pattern. So like one of the students I worked with, when he's worried, he goes into his room and he's got a plant there and he tends to the plant and it makes him feel a lot better. So he used like a flowering plant as a symbol. So all the kids did that and they created these patterns, and then I assembled them all into these large-scale murals, and then I used illustrations in a book. So they really – it was interesting because I had just done a draft of the book at the time. So I had kind of an outline, and I knew what the characters and the animals would be and the chapters would be. But it was really interesting to go back after they had done that and kind of weave some of those ideas into the story about, you know, the ways that the kids are overcoming worry and just some of the emotions that they're feeling about it that came out in our discussion. I really was able to kind of bring that into the characters and just bring more life even into them.
Yeah, and I think they're very impressive illustrations too. Like when, on your website, which we'll post a link to, the elephant you're talking about is as taller than you, I think.
Yeah, it's 6 feet tall about, yeah.
It's really cool. It's really cool. Did you use – how many students added to the illustration?
Well, I worked with my daughters at our school. They have like an after-school extension program, and so it would be a different mix of kids every day. But there's probably about 30 or 40 different kids, and then altogether there was like the elephant piece I think had about 100 pieces, and the monkey piece had even more than that. So a couple of the kids would do one or two different patterns that they would make, kind of unique pieces. And it's been kind of fun because after we created them, I photographed them, and then creating the book is kind of a long process. And so now I'm going back, and now that they're finished, I'm in installing the pieces into the school. And it's kind of fun to go back and to have the kids kind of pick out and remember the piece that they worked on with the elephant and just see them get excited about it.
So they're going to be on permanent display in
the school? Yeah, yeah. So they're keeping the piece, the two big murals that the school worked on. So, yeah, we're installing them in the school just to kind of liven up the school. We had just something I talked about doing when I first started, but just I needed them to be able to photograph them and stuff for the book. And then I'm actually bringing them – before we install them, I'm bringing them to my opening, my book launch at Boswell on the 27th too. So,
was there any problems because I with writing it? Like, did you have to worry about talking over or talking down, like pandering to that age?
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting – it's an interesting age to write to. I really – I don't know. I had been writing, like I said, for more adults at the time when I was working on mine. But I was reading all these middle grade stories with my daughter and just kind of finding things I really liked about it. And I really liked the first person kind of put yourself in their shoes perspective. So a lot of it takes place through the main character. So it's kind of a told story. So it opens up with this girl, Annie, and her dog has died. And she's just like really upset. And her grandmother comes in and is trying to help her out and starts telling her this story about when she had gone through loss in her life. And then it kind of transitions into her story, Evelyn, and her perspective of what happened. And so I tried to get into their shoes and write for it. And I leveraged my daughter's school too and used them as beta readers to get some feedback and advice, a couple different age groups. Because middle grade's kind of it's an interesting point because students are – some of them are just learning to read and others are really accelerating in it. And so you kind of – I want to get feedback on, you know, how – was it engaging enough? Was the adventure there? How did they like it? And so that was really helpful too. And so in addition to being able to use the students with creating their artwork, I was also able to get feedback and make changes to the book based on what they liked or didn't like in it too.
Yeah, that's genius because now you really know like, okay, well, they like it. It's not just – they're going to like this,
right.
Which is what I feel like so many things are for kids. You know, they're like, nope, they're going to like it. It's got colors in it.
Yeah, and they're the hardest critics too. I mean, when I gave it to some of the different beta readers, I was nervous to see what the feedback would come back like. And it was really exciting to hear from them and just to see how excited they were about certain parts and, you know, parts that they were worried about or really excited about and stuff too. And it was really fun to kind of hear that back and just seemed like Each of them had like a different like favorite part that happened, and they're so different, you know. It's really great.
Did you get any like brutal criticism from them?
Not too brutal. I mean, I think I definitely got some. I got some good feedback, though. I mean, there was certainly some stuff where it was like, I wasn't sure what was happening here. It didn't make sense. And I heard that from a couple people in this one area. And so that was really helpful because then I went back and I kind of relooked at it through different eyes and was able to really change it up. And after they kind of relooked at it, I was, you know, really it helped a lot.
And it deals with kind of a tough topic for kids, too. It deals with death. And I mean, as well as enjoying life,
right.
It seems.
Right. Well, when I sat down to write the book, it was at a kind of a tough time for my family. My brother-in-law had actually just recently died. And we were really working through that as a family. And I was, you know, it's something that I found that was really helpful to kind of write about as we were going through that. And I really wanted something to be able to have a book that my daughter could read and just give some different ideas about, you know, what happens when you die. And I've always been fascinated by different cultures and their views on, you know, life and death. And I really liked the way that the culture in India had celebrated life but also celebrated, you know, and respected the passing of life and the idea that you go on into something else different beyond that. And so, I don't know, it was something that was really important to me to work into it and to find a good way to do it that wouldn't be, you know, just like a really sad book. I really wanted something that would be more, you know, of an adventure and kind of celebrating life and not being afraid of what happens, you know, and just kind of living to your fullest.
The theme is dealing with death, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like the art kind of reflects that or has some kind of tie-in?
Yeah, well, I think – so for me, death has always been kind of a mystery because it's like you don't know – you don't really know what happens when you die. I mean, everyone has different ideas and different beliefs about it. And I think part of what I tried to do with bringing all the different students' ideas together was to kind of recreate that patchwork of different ideas into the illustrations. And so I think it's a way of representing many voices or many ideas into each piece. And it's not necessarily – like each of the illustrations, like I kind of set the bounds and the guidance for it. Like this will be an elephant and here's how we'll break it up. But it's really the voices and the ideas of the students. And a lot of the different pieces really deal with some of the, you know, the negative emotions that the girls are going through as they're kind of going through the stages of grief and, you know, dealing with their uncle passing in it. And so I really felt like it was a way to kind of represent some of those things. And I mean, the animals kind of help are a part of that encounter too. So as the girls are encountering, you know, worry, I mean, that's something that you go through of, you know, really worrying about things or fear, and there's animals that represent that, or, you know, feeling alone. So there's all these different negative emotions that the girls are going through that the animals are kind of bringing out. It's kind of – they're almost guides to help the girls through what they're going through as well as they're trying to meet up with their parents in the story.
Yeah, and I thought that there was a great point where the girls are running away from these mosquitoes. And they meet a woman who's kind of like sitting and being quiet and meditating, and the mosquitoes aren't going around her. And they're thinking like, well, what is she doing that's different? Well, she's wearing paint, and she's also breathing. So they try to match her breathing. I thought that was very poignant for this level of reading. But do you think that India has a special place or is particularly well suited for the backdrop of this theme?
I really do. I think, and that's one of the reasons that I think it really came together for me is that I think that the way that a lot of their beliefs in reincarnation and the afterlife and respecting kind of the cycle of life, I think was really fitting. And so the girls are traveling to meet up with their parents in the city of Varanasi, which is considered like the holy city of the world. And it's along the river where they practice these funeral ceremonies along the Ganges River. And that's a big piece of the story is the girls come to that place at the end of the story, and that's where they're going to meet up with their parents. And so I felt like the ideas of, you know, some of the culture ideas in India as well as having that city as a big part of it really fit with the story very well and helped to tell that story of death and dying and living and the afterlife and what happens and things like that. So,
Michael Greer, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks a lot.
Michael Greer's novel for middle grade readers is called The Eyes of India. It's illustrated with the assistance of students at his daughter's school, Woodland School in Milwaukee. Greer will talk about the book at an event Friday evening at Boswell Book Company. He spoke with Nathan Royster. And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect. We're on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air comes your way next, so stay tuned.